Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samech Aleph writes that a person needs to take off their ring before doing Nitilat Yadayim. A ring on someone's finger poses an issue known as Hatzitza, or separation between the water and the finger. Rama points out that we don't distinguish in this circumstance between whether the ring is tightly fitted or just loosely fitted. Under all circumstances, a person needs to remove the ring from their finger before doing Nitilat Yadayim. The truth is, this halakha is specifically relevant when the person wearing the ring is makpid. In other words, would they leave on the ring in other circumstances? Because if they would take it off to cook, to bake, to take a shower, to do work, then we assume the person is makpid. They care about the ring on their finger. And there's a problem of hatzitza. If they would leave it on under all circumstances, that's called eno makpid. And as such, it wouldn't pose an issue. Shulchan Aruch clearly assumes that we're all makpid when it comes to rings on our fingers. But Yamshel Shelomo discusses men. He writes specifically that maybe men who in general might leave the ring on their finger under all circumstances wouldn't need to remove it for Netilat Yadayim. Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul in his Or L'Tzion Chelek Bet goes further. He writes that today, in today's day and age, his opinion is that all women are enan makpidot. They'll leave their ring on under any and all circumstances and therefore wouldn't need to take it off for Netilat Yadayim. But halakha l'ma'aseh on this matter, we maintain like Shulchan Aruch. A person, regardless of male or female, must remove their ring before doing Netilat Yadayim, both in the morning and before eating bread.